News Talk on demand. Interruption-free audio. Where you want it, when you want it.
You know, you go back to a song like that from The Doors, and there may be some element of truth in some of the observations they make in there about people are strange. We're on the topic of what makes a person creepy. I just read this story a few days ago, and I just found it absolutely fascinating. And we're fortunate to get a few minutes with the man who authored the study, Frank McAndrew. Frank is a professor, an evolutionary social psychologist, professor of psychology at Knox University. And he gives us a few minutes of his time. Frank, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brent. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you joined us. What is it about this study that got you going on trying to define creepy?
Well, I don't really have a big story about that, which makes me sound a little creepy, but I started noticing how often people were talking about creepy, this guy creeped me out, and so I started asking people what that meant to them. What are you feeling? And everybody was kind of telling me the same story, so I thought I'd go take a look and see if somebody done any research on this, and I was amazed that nobody had. So I saw an opportunity to do something new.
Is it basically people that are behaving in ways that we don't feel are normal or comfortable that we then start to label them as creepy?
Well, the key is they're unpredictable. We don't know for sure that they mean us any harm or that they're threatening, but we don't know that they don't either. And so we're kind of stuck in this not knowing how to respond mode. It's kind of rude to scream and run away from somebody. That's just a little bit awkward. But on the other hand, if they're more than just a little bit awkward, you want to scream and run away. So you're kind of left wallowing in discomfort. You don't quite know what you ought to do there. And it's because they're not playing by the rules. They're violating those little things that we all know we're supposed to do.
But as I read some of the points from your study, I go, yeah, I could see that where you would feel creepy if someone that you don't know stands very close to you when they're talking, or they lick their lips often as they're addressing you, or they laugh unpredictably. Like, this sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie, but Hollywood got the idea from watching humans, I guess, didn't they?
Sure, yeah. Art follows life. And it's not any one of those things in particular, but the more of them that you're seeing, the more alarm bells are going off.
Do you think we're becoming more suspicious these days then, if suspicious is the correct term to use? Have we become maybe overly sensitive to what we perceive to be a threat or creepy?
Well, I think we evolved in a world where we sort of knew everybody. We lived in these small tribal societies where you knew who everybody was and you knew their history. We now live in a world where we're dealing with strangers all the time. So we rely more on, is this person following the rules and can I trust them? Because we don't know anything else about them. So to that extent, I think we are more suspicious than we used to be way back when.
You did the survey of over 1,300 people. Any points from that you could say most of us feel the same way when it comes to assessing whether an individual is creepy, or are there some common traits in there?
Well, I don't think physical traits by themselves make you creepy, but if you look unusual or have some features that are really distinct, that can magnify any of the creepy vibes you're sending by doing the wrong kinds of behaviors. One of the things I was a little surprised about was how unanimously both men and women agreed that creeps are more likely to be men than women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just having that discussion, some of us here. I don't know that many of us know a creepy woman, but we know lots of creepy guys. Why is that?
Well, if in fact being creeped out is putting us on our guard against some sort of threat, let's face it, men are just more threatening both to men and to women. If you're a guy, you're more likely to be physically attacked by another guy than by a woman. And if you're a woman, you're more likely to be physically attacked or sexually assaulted by a man than by another woman. And whenever we talk to women about this research, women almost always report some sort of sexual threat or some weird sexual vibe coming from a creepy person, more than men do. So for a variety of reasons, I think men are just more threatening, and that makes them more creepy.
Professor Frank McAndrew, social psychologist, professor of psychology, Knox University. His study, by the way, is in the latest edition of New Ideas in Psychology, What Makes Someone Creepy. And you've even rated the different professions as far as creepiness?
Yeah, just for fun. We threw 25 occupations down and asked people to rank them on creepiness. And the cream certainly rose to the top there. The ones at the top of the list, the creepiest, were clowns, funeral directors, taxidermists and sex shop operators.
That's crazy. You know, I don't get the clown thing, and yet I have good friends of mine that are terrified of clowns. One of our coworkers here was just telling us how he has a piece of art in his house with three clowns in it, and one of his buddies makes them turn the picture around whenever they're over visiting. Like, what is it about clowns? Is it the whole John Wayne Gacy thing that has turned so many people against clowns? Like, why do clowns have such a bad, creepy feel for so many people?
Well, I think they were creepy before John Wayne Gacy came along, but he kind of really put them on the map, for sure. But when you think about it, the clown has got the weird physical things going on, right? The big shoes, the big hair, the big nose. He's got makeup on that makes it look like he's smiling, but is he really? They're mischievous. They do unpredictable things. You know, are you going to get a pie in the face, or what's going to happen next? And so all of those little features that put us on guard against creeps, the unpredictability of what they're going to do, the inability to read what they're really feeling like, the fact that they don't look like other people, it presses all those buttons. So I guess in hindsight, I'm not surprised.
And then I guess the average person looks at funeral directors and taxidermists. It's the connection to death, I'm guessing, that creeps some people out?
Yeah, I mean, I think the naive assumption here is if a person voluntarily chooses an occupation in which they're going to spend all of their time dealing with the dead, then what other things do they have going on, you know?
And the sex
and
shop
owner.
Talking
to me, yeah, and if they're talking to me, would they prefer if I was dead too? You know, it's one of those things that...
Oh, that's fascinating stuff. The sex shop owner, I'd have to say, I know people that play clowns. I have friends that are funeral directors, and I know some taxidermists. I don't know any sex shop owners, so I can't really give you my perspective on that. Why do they rate as a creepy profession?
Well, I think, and again, this goes back to especially females getting, and most of our, we had a far more women in our sample than men. And so women who think that creepy guys are sort of obsessed with sex and thinking about some kind of sexual threat, a guy who has an occupation where all he's doing is thinking about sex and selling sex may fall into the creep category for them. That's one where I suspect females would find the person creepier than males.
Good point. And another area, though, that I think is causing some concern in our world nowadays, because we've heard some stories of people, men, being falsely accused of taking photographs or looking at young women, something like that. I know there was the case here out in Western Canada recently where a man was actually, he left his reading glasses at home and he was in a coffee shop and he was holding his phone up at great distance and some young girls thought he was taking pictures of them. There is that whole creepiness of thinking you're being observed by someone, which is a pretty important awareness to have, I guess, about yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And when we ask people about hobbies, which ones do you think are creepy, the most frequently mentioned ones were collecting things and collecting certain kinds of things, actually, but also hobbies that involved watching in some way or photographing or monitoring other people. And so with the technology we've got now, everybody's walking around with the capacity to monitor and photograph people all the time. So I do think we're on our guard more than we used to be.
Yeah.
And it's creepy because now it's possible for people to be taking your picture and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
In the
absolutely
old days,
right.
You know, when they pulled out a big camera, it was obvious if somebody was taking your picture, but now you can't tell.
Oh, man, it makes for fascinating reading. I'm posting up more of the information on our show page and on our Facebook page as well. I wish we had more time. It's a great read and given us lots to talk about here, Frank. I appreciate your time and continued success. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brent.
Frank McAndrew, social psychologist, professor of psychology, Knox University. Yeah, neat. What makes things creepy? And boy, you read some of this stuff and you go, yeah, that would creep me out, like somebody that you don't know with a peculiar smile, greasy hair, long fingers with dirty fingernails, pale skin. That rates as creepy for a lot of people. It's 8:21.